turned on the recorder. The way I start off is if you just start off by saying what you were doing before the event occurred, just very briefly, and then just kind of relay what happened.
Okay. Well, I was driving home for lunch from work, and I don't remember the time, but I know that it was sometime in the evening, and I was driving down Homer Watson Boulevard towards our apartment at the time, and the street that I needed to turn left onto, I saw a large, round, glowing object start to come out from my left-hand side. There wasn't much traffic on the road in either direction. There was just one car in the lane beside me, and then another one behind that vehicle. And I guess everybody saw the object start to float across the road because we all came to a stop. And I got out, and the person in the vehicle beside me got out, and we just sort of stood there and watched it quietly. It was floating very, very silently, just above treetop level, moving really, really slowly. It had an orange glow to itself, but it didn't really seem to illuminate anything else around it. I didn't notice any glow on the road or anything. As it got to the other side of Homer Watson Boulevard, there's a forested area. It stopped for maybe 4 to 6 seconds above the tree line. There was a little bit of illumination on the treetops, and that was it. It hovered there, and then it just kept going on very, very, very slowly. You could just sit there and watch the object go, and it's not like it was shooting off or taking off or any unexpected movement. It was just very slow and very deliberate.
Okay. And then it just kind of disappeared?
And then it just kept right on going until it was out of sight, yep.
Okay. So I've got a few questions now that I ask. I always like to get your recollection before I ask my questions.
Sure.
So the location of the sighting, you were going northwest on Homer Watson.
And, that's correct, yep.
And then you later turned onto Old Carriage Drive. How?
That's correct.
How far back from Carriage Drive were you when you stopped to look at the object?
It was just before the bend, and so I'm going to guess that's maybe about 150, 200 meters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking on a map. There's a Dune South Drive on the map.
Right, and it's after you come down Dune South Drive when you're passing Dune South,
okay.
Still on Homer Watson,
right,
and just before you come to a beginning of a bend, essentially, is where we all stopped.
Oh, yeah, and I can see the bend on here. It's almost halfway between Dune and Old Carriage.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just writing that down, one halfway between Dune and Carriage. And how close was it to 945, do you think?
Pretty close. Pretty close. That was a different job. I was working dispatch. I'm trying to remember what the lunchtime was then. I think I would have left the rider office at about 9:30, so it would have been closer to 945.
Oh, okay. So plus or minus 5 minutes or plus or minus 10, do you think?
I'd say 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. And this was in the evening, right?
That's correct.
And all total, how long do you think you observed the object?
Not more than a couple of minutes. I would say maybe 2.5 minutes tops.
Okay. And when you first saw it, as I'm looking on this map, what direction was it from the road? Was it on the left or the right? Or
it had come from my left.
Okay. And did it cross the road, or was it?
And it hadn't crossed the road yet. When I saw it, it was just coming out from Old Carriage, almost as if it was following Old Carriage Road to the end where it meets with Homer Watson. And so I noticed it just after it came out past an apartment building and some trees.
Okay.
which are right at the edge of Old Carriage and Homer Watson.
And then it was kind of in front of you as it crossed the road?
That's correct. It was in front of me as it crossed the road.
And then I know you said that it illuminated slightly some of the trees as it went across the road.
That's correct.
And as it disappeared, was it moving, let's see, I guess to your right or a little bit in front and to the right?
In front and to the right.
Okay.
And so what I did after that, the person in the vehicle to my right, he just kind of expressed that he was freaked out, and he jumped back into the vehicle and took off. And so I made a left onto Old Carriage, which was my intention to begin with anyway, because I was living there at the time. And I just pulled a quick U-turn, and I watched it go for maybe another 15, 20 seconds.
Okay. And it didn't sound like it from your, you know, what you sent in to us, but the other witnesses, you don't have contact information for them or anything.
No, I don't.
Okay. And then this is kind of hard to do, but if you were imagining you were looking at the object right now, and if you were to stretch your arm out, what would it take to cover that object, like the tip of your little finger? You almost have to actually do this to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah, I kind of would have to. I think I'd look silly on the side of the highway getting out of a semi and doing that. I guess roughly from where I was sitting, it would probably come up to about my wrist, maybe just behind my wrist.
But would your, like, you could do this while you're in your cab, but if you extended your arm, would your little finger, your little fingernail, would it cover the object, do you think?
Oh, I see what you're saying. If I was extending it out directly in front of me, would it cover the object? No. No,
okay.
No, this thing was about 30 feet in diameter.
What would it have taken? The reason I'm asking this is, let's say it's 30 feet in diameter based on its apparent size. Uh-huh. I can actually calculate how far away it was, but although we know pretty well based on your description of it going across the road. What I was trying to determine was what would it have taken to have covered the object up with your arm extended, like your thumb, your fist?
Probably between my fist and my hand open, somewhere in that area.
Okay. Wow, so that's pretty large. I mean, in terms of being close to you.